So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm happy to be back to as part of the Quran commentators. So, thank you for asking me again. And it happened this year that the verses that I'm going to look at in the surahs come from one of my favorite chapters of all in the Quran, which is chapter of the Bee, Al-Nahl. And it has to do with the references to so many signs of God and nature that I will have to say, as a young teenager growing up, when I started to read the Quran for the first time, it was those verses that really spoke to me and helped to motivate me to believe and to be a person and to really be attached to my Islamic identity. So I thought I would share some of that with you this evening. In addition, these verses are a testimony to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his unfathomability, because when you try to conceive of what it is involved in all of these things that he has created, it's impossible for us to fathom it as human beings. But at the same time, it's an inspiration for us to be filled with wonder and awe and to spark the flame of intellectual curiosity that existed in our Muslim forefathers and foremothers, if you will, who were at the forefront of scientific endeavor. And one can't help but think that it was related to how they were inspired by these verses. In fields like astronomy, math, other sciences, chemistry, physics, you name it, whose legacy lives on today. And I think it's time that we reignite that flame among ourselves. And it's finally a reminder of God's blessings and the great responsibility we have to fulfill the role he has called us to, which is that of stewardship or Khaliftul Ard. And I feel that that has also been forgotten to a large extent. And so this will help remind us. And then the final verse that we'll talk about was the last one that Brother Asim recited, which is important advice for us in this time of contentious argumentation that we hear. So we'll end with that. I'm just going to go through a lot of verses, but I'm not going to spend much time on them per se, because I just want to bring them up by way of example. And things that, on some things we know what God is talking about, but others we really do not. And again, and more. These where he talks, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, about the heavens and constellations, endowing them with beauty for all to behold. We made them secure against every satanic force, so that anyone who seeks to learn by stealth is pursued by a flame clear to see. And the commentators have different opinions about what that means, and I don't think anybody really knows. But again, it's one of those things that would make us wonder and realize that there is more for us to learn. The earth, we have spread it out wide, placed on it mountains firm, and caused life of every kind to grow on it in a balanced manner. That's the what I highlighted here, mauzun. And another version of the word is mizan, balance. The world is terribly out of balance right now, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he created it, was in balance, and we as human beings have taken it out of balance. There is livelihood for us and for those who do not depend on us. And no single thing exists that does not have its source with us, with God. And we bestow from on high, unless it be in accordance with a measure well defined. So it's balance, it's thoughtfulness. Everything makes sense. We let loose the winds to fertilize the plants. We send water from the skies, but it is not you who dispose of its source. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls that. He alone can grant life and death, and who shall remain after all else will have passed away. And this, he finishes, this is actually chapter Hijr, before Surah Nahl, but he finishes it, the way he starts Surah An-Nas, is that we did not, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, except without truth. And the commentator Muhammad Asad says what he's referring to is said, everything is created with meaning and nothing is accidental. And he says it again, and you've read this over and over in the Quran, illa bil haq, it's in truth. So there's no question about that. About this creation of humanity, creating the cattle, he spends time talking about cattle, finding beauty in them when you drive them home. We don't really live that life here to see what that's like. But having visited my sister in Switzerland, where cows are everywhere, there is something very peaceful and beautiful about them, their presence in the pasture right outside her home. And the service that they provide to us, He creates horses and mules and animals for you to ride, as well as for their beauty. And he will create things of which you have no knowledge. And the commentators here say this is in relationship to transportation, which we know there are other modes of transportation. But I look at this also in terms of other creatures that may be created, including, say, for example, viruses that didn't exist at that time that we're dealing with today. So this is this mastery of God and what nature is that is very hard for us to comprehend. He again sends down water for us, for the plants, causes crops to grow. And then here are the things I want to highlight. For every verse where he talks about one of these creations, he ends it by saying, these are signs for those who think, and you'll see, لَقَوْمَنْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. This is a message for people who think. He's made the night and day sun, night and day and the sun and the moon subservient to you. This is a message for people who use their reason, يَعْقِلُونَ. The beauty of many hues, this is a sign for those who take it to heart, يَذَكَّرُونَ. And then he talks about the sea, the ocean. This is for those who are going to be grateful to him. Tashkurun, mountains that are firm, lest it sway with you, so that you will find your way. So the paths of that are created by rivers and natural paths are there to guide you, which is symbolic for the guidance of Allah as well. And the orientation that we get from looking at the stars to help us find our way. So then he says again, is then he who creates comparable to any being that cannot create? Will you not then bethink yourselves? Will you not think? This is really exhortation to use our minds, to look at the world and to think and to use our reason. So counting God's blessing. All he has to do is to say, kun fayakun, and that is how things come into existence. Talks about the shadows, water from the skies. Again, this is message for people who listen, yasma'un, so think, use their reason, take things to heart, listen, what kind of activity that is. This is for somebody who is paying attention. He comes back to the cattle and the miracle of their milk, again, for people who use their reason. And then finally, we're talking about the bee. Why is God choosing the bee to talk about it? And I would say, instead of spending a lot of time here, since I'm probably already running out of it, that you should take some time to read about the social behavior of bees or watch a documentary. It will be something you can't imagine because of the way that they behave, the way that they communicate. They communicate by dancing in front of one another in order to convince the other bees about the suitability of a location for a hive, and then they're able to take everyone back, sometimes miles away. And it says, what's interesting is God has given wahi, inspiration, like he gave to prophets, to the bee, tells them to eat all manner of fruit, humbly follow the paths ordained for them by their sustainer. And this term, follow the paths ordained, when you read about and learn about what they do, it is following a path that is so precise that it cannot be a mistake. So this is something that you should think about, as God says, and take to heart as a sign of God's amazing creation. Finally, we know that all of this is a reminder of how God's blessed us, his mercy. And he says again, here I've bestowed all of these things on you. Some are favored more than others, but yet they're unwilling to share their sustenance. Then how can you deny God's blessings? Because to withhold something from others is a denial. Given you mates, children, grandchildren, how then could it be possible for you to believe in false things and blaspheme against God's blessings? How can you think anything could be compared to God and its power to provide sustenance? He's made this whole argument in that regard. And he brought you forth knowing nothing, gave you the five senses so that you might be grateful. So here we finally get to the point, tashkurun. We think, we listen, we use our reason, we remember God, and we are grateful to God. So this is for people who will believe, looking at the birds, and it goes on and on in terms of this beauty of God's creation. Finally, we finish with the last verses, which is something, these are the adab or the ethics of argument, if you will. It's after a couple of verses talking about the people of the book, so it's in that context of how do we talk to people when we disagree with them. And he says, call thou unto your sustainer's path with wisdom and goodly exhortation, or beautiful preaching, as it's also translated, and argue with them in the most kindly manner, for behold, God, your sustainer knows best who strays from his path, and knows he as to who are the right guided. So if you have to respond to an attack, an argument, respond only to the extent of the attack leveled against you. But to bear yourselves with patience is indeed far better for you, since God is with those who are patient in adversity. So even when you're being provoked in an argument, or people are saying the most outrageous things, we stay in a position of integrity so that we don't compromise ourselves. Endure then with patience all they who deny the truth say, remembering that it is none but God who gives you strength to endure adversity, which we're going through now, and do not grieve over them, nor be distressed by the false arguments which they devise. So it's to be patient, to not worry, to have put your faith in God, for verily God is with those who are conscious of him and are doers of good withal. So God speaks the truth. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.